Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. That some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why does this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You studied them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream are finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. Invest in you.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want to counsel. You know, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. Listen to me. You can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to conferences. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. I'm telling you to get to a place where people don't like you, but don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to grow. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind. If you still talk about your dreams, if you still talk about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. As we face a rejection and a no, and we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cars repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and saying to yourself, it's not over until I win. You can live your dream.
All right, all right. Great morning. Welcome, welcome to The Grind. I want to say great morning to each and every one of you that's jumping on The Grind. Happy Tuesday. Today is another day for each and every one of you to wake up and to be great. My name is Pam McCray, the Millionaire Mompreneur, and I just want to say it's always exciting to say, you know, great morning to each and every one of you. I want to say hello to all of you that are jumping on Blog Talk Radio, to all of you that are jumping on Facebook Live, to everybody who will be jumping on Instagram Live as soon as I can get Instagram going. I say hello. You know, today is another day for you to wake up and for you to make a decision that you're going to be great. You see, the attitude that we have, we know and understand that our attitude truly is going to determine our altitude. Then that is when a life will definitely take us to the next level. We wake up with that right mindset, knowing that we are in total control of everything that is happening in life. And so to each and every one of you, great morning, great morning. And you got to know that without the dream, nothing is possible. So when we get up every day and we realize that we have the power to get up and to make sure that we are winning in life, then that's when...
DJ Khaled! Yeah! All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah, and they say that.
Going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, but they saying loot is back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Ludiak. Yeah. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down. Go. Whoa. My verse will still be serving, yeah. Type like a million verses. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Ah. Can't never count me out, no. Y'all better count me in. No. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. No. Make millions every year, the South champion. Yeah. Cause all I do
is win, win, hey. Win, no matter what. Whoa. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, yeah. And they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is win, 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 win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Swerving in my low, low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race, yo. telephone passenger. They see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed traffic, and don't make me pull that. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all rapping all black, it's like, dang. You riding the what?
I was trying to test out my radio skills. I was trying to figure out how to fade that thing out. But I have no idea. Y'all, I want to say welcome to the realest show ever. Welcome to the grind. Welcome to where we like to say, you know, all we do is we get up and we begin to pour, you know, what God has put into us out to the world. And so we want to say thank you to each and every one of you that join us on the grind Tuesday and Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We know on the East Coast, you guys are entering lunch, but out here on the West Coast, we are for real, definitely well into our day, because winners get up early in the morning, right? Winners get up and start their day very early, knowing that, you know what, we got a lot to accomplish. We have a lot to do. And so definitely just want to give a huge shout out to each and every one of you. Know that you can always dial into the grind. We want to say thank you to each and every one of you that take the time to dial into the grind every Tuesday and Friday morning. And that number, if you ever want to say something, you got a comment that you want to comment, take the time to jot down this number. It is 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. We truly appreciate each and every one of you that get on here and help us to drive up our ratings, as these, we know, without a shadow of a doubt, are the beginning stages of all that God is doing as far as the grind and the vision that God has given both Nate and I to really take this thing to the next level, to be able to bless others, to really just be able to give out what we've been able to go through, real life experiences, real people, just really sharing what life is really like. And so we thank each and every one of you. But you know what? Today, I know that my husband is going to be joining us in just a few minutes, but I want to say two words that came to mind this morning on this Tuesday as I got up and did my mommy duties, you know, the running and the getting up and making sure that the kids, all that stuff is going on great. Go harder. Y'all write that down. Y'all say that. Today is the day in which I'm going to make up my mind to go harder. Go harder, because it is for real. February is almost over. We are midway through the month of February. It seems like it was just January when we kicked off 2020. And it's time to make a decision to go harder. What is the very things that you want to see happen in your life? Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning. Go ahead. Say good. Great morning to everybody on the
line. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Great morning. Great morning.
Yes. Great morning. It is time to go harder, because many times we can allow life, we can allow situations, circumstances, the comments to cloud the dream. But once we've dreamed that dream, we got to know that every day is going to take and require something of us in order to go harder, in order to accomplish the very things that we want to accomplish in life, in order to make sure that we're not staying in the position that we are in today. You see, every day we have to decide, y'all, it's a decision. It's a decision to be better than the day before. And we wake up every day with that grind mentality, right? The grind mentality, saying that, you know what? Yes, yesterday is gone. I was able to accomplish the things that I accomplished on yesterday, but what am I going to do today in order to take that thing to the next level? What am I going to do today in order to go harder towards that dream that I took the opportunity and I took the time to dream?
We're talking about vision and dreams and going harder.
I say go harder. That's just something that I opened up.
No, that's good. No, but that's good.
Those are two words that were on my mind. Just simply because sometimes we don't realize and we think that we're doing enough in life. And we don't understand that many times we can allow ourselves to get complacent. We could allow ourselves to get comfortable. We can allow ourselves to not really be doing the things that mentally we think that we're doing. But real talk, we're not showing up. So I ask each and every one of you, and I ask myself today, you know, how are we showing up on this February? What's today's date? I don't even know the date.
18th.
Okay, February 18th. How are you showing up in your life? Because at the end of the day, when you take the time to really look at that man in the mirror and you take the time to analyze the things that you've done, the things that you want to accomplish, the things that you dream that are going to become your reality if you go harder in 2020, nothing is going to happen if we don't make a decision to go hard at it.
Right.
It's not going to land in our laps. It's going to require sacrifices, something of you in order to get yourself to that next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you're right. I think people they start off with good intentions. I remember watching a movie.
We all do.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, people, I remember watching a movie once, and, you know, I'm a movie person. So in that movie, it was, I think it was Any Given Sunday, the movie with LL Cool J and Jamie Foxx.
Oh, no.
And some other folks in it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got the wrong movie.
We talking about that. No, when you were saying,
you know,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I was like, yeah, I don't think
you. No, you know what? I was talking about that football movie.
That's the football movie.
The football movie in which you got the boy down and his coach is telling him to keep
going.
That's a different movie.
Video.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm not the movie person. Okay?
That's a video. But I know what you're saying. And there's always another gear.
Right.
You know, because they were getting their butts kicked in the first half. And when you think you're going as hard as you can go, there's always another gear. That you can reach down and grab. It was just the words that they needed to hear to motivate them and inspire them to get to the next, you know, to reach down and grab that gear.
That's good. That's good. So, you know, when you think about going harder, what comes to mind for you?
I mean, shifting through the gears. I just believe that it's you know, I think of life as, you know, as a stick shift car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of it as you're going through life and you're hitting, you're going through your progressions, your gears, everything is progressions. And sometimes you got to downshift. Sometimes you got to speed up. You know, sometimes you have to slow down. So it's progression, but, you know, we have to learn to move through it.
Right.
Know, as fast as, you know, as fast as we, as fast as humanly possible. But mistakes are going to happen. Mistakes are going to come. And that's all a part of the growth. You know, that so moving through the gears, downshifting when you need to, picking up speed when you need to, seeing what's ahead of you and knowing, OK, I got to go uphill. So I'm going to go a little harder. And just like the movie, when they knew that, you know, it wasn't that the other team was better than them. It's just they were given a less than 100% effort.
That's a good word right there. Less than 100% effort. And, you know, I think that many times that's what can happen where we want something, we have the desire to achieve something, but we're not giving it our 100%. You know, we're only putting in a percentage of our effort, but yet the dream is big, the goal is big. We want these things to happen, but we want to half step with the work that's necessary and the effort that's necessary in order to accomplish the very thing that we want to accomplish. So when we understand that, you know, really and truly, we have to take responsibility for the very things and the very positions that we find ourselves in life in. And the only way to change that position and the only way for us to shift the gear is for us to make a decision and to realize, you know what, I'm not showing up 100%. I'm not putting in the effort 100%. So I can't really be mad at the results that I'm not getting because I'm not going hard enough in order to accomplish the very thing that I want to accomplish. And I think, when it comes time to success and really being able to achieve many of the things, because when you think about the dream should be big, okay? If it's something that you can accomplish very easily, then your dream is not big enough. It means that you got to raise your level of belief and you got to create a bigger dream, a bigger vision for your life as a whole, because you got to make sure that the dream is big so that it requires something of you. Mm-hmm. And so then when it requires something of you, now you're going to get up and you're going to understand that it's going to take a fight in order to accomplish it. But what can happen is we sit back and we want it, but we're not willing to put in the work. So why is it because I know I was once that person. I always wanted to dream. I always wanted to win at something that, you know, in our industry. You know, I wanted to be able to feel accomplished. I wanted to be able to accomplish something. I wanted to win at something. But yet many times I was not putting in the work necessary. You know, creating conditions in my mind to think that, yes, I'm doing something, but I really wasn't doing anything. So I couldn't really be mad at the results that I wasn't getting, but yet I wanted to win. And I think all of it boils down to the mindset, that shift, being able to know when to shift the gears, being able to recognize the position that you're in, to not fooling yourself, to really having that real conversation with yourself, to taking the time to look at that man in the mirror and to take responsibility, to not blame the person on the left or the situation on the left or the person on the right and the situation on the right, but instead to take full control, to control the controls like we talk about all the time, knowing that we got the power to shift the gears, you know, and knowing that and understanding that we're going to make some mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy as you're going out and you're going harder. Because I can remember, when you talk about shifting the gears of a car, I remember the very first time that I had to learn how to shift gears. I remember you bought this Jeep, right, when we first got married. Remember that Jeep, mm-hmm. that red Jeep? We had a red Jeep, and you couldn't tell us nothing about that red Jeep, right? It's the kind at the top come off and all of this and that. And Nate told me, he said, I'm getting a Jeep, and, you know, this Jeep, we can't get an automatic. It takes away from the whole purpose of being able to drive a Jeep. Mm-hmm. So he came home with this stick shift, and I remember getting into this Jeep, and it was not easy. I remember getting into it and messing up and jerking the car and, you know, going up the hills and trying to balance, you know, my feet so that we're not going backwards. And it was very scary. But I made a decision that, you know what, I wasn't going to allow that to overtake me. I had to figure it out. I had to learn. I had to make some mistakes. I had to jerk it and cut the Jeep off a couple of times in order to learn and understand that it was about the process that was necessary for me to learn how to shift these gears, mm-hmm. for me to continue to move forward, for me to continue to be able to press and to go hard in order to learn how to do this very thing. And right. So when you take and you liken it to that, and you know that really you got the power to get in, but you can't be afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times I think that's what it is. We're too concerned with the opinions and thoughts of other people and, you know, what the outcome is going to be. But faith means, you know, you just got to go for it. Right. You just got to go harder. You just got to do the activity. And when you're doing the activity, now the things that we need to line up that's going to create the success will begin to happen because right. you're putting in the work.
Right.
Faith without works is dead. So we can't expect anything to happen in our life if we're not willing to work for it.
Absolutely. So the growth is in the doing, you're saying.
Absolutely. It is. It is. The growth is in the doing.
The growth is in the scary part.
Right. In the scary part. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The scary part is where you learn. And I think that's the shadows that people really don't want to go into because it's the unknown. They don't really know how they're going to do it like you. You didn't really know how you were going to do, you know, shifting gears. And you knew that you weren't going to be on flat land the whole time. You were going to roll back. And how are you going to handle that? You know, and you knew that you did not want to hit anybody. You know?
Right.
So you tried a little harder. Right.
Right.
You dug down. I think that's where the nugget is today. You know, when you get to that point, when you get right to the edge of how far you think you can go, and then you push yourself further, is at that very moment when you grow. And you know that concept can be applied to every aspect of life,
uh-huh.
when it comes to growth,
uh-huh.
right? So no matter what it is, I don't care if it's schoolwork for all of the kids out there that listen to the show. I don't care if it's basketball, football. You're studying to be a doctor or a lawyer. Right at that moment when you think your mind is so convoluted with things, man, when you're studying, at that moment when you reach down and grab another gear,
mm-hmm.
is when you develop another neuron in your brain that fires, you know, and you open up an additional percentage in your brain because now you're telling yourself that I can go further.
Mm-hmm.
than where I am right now, right? So, and it goes to every aspect.
of what we do. Even, you know, when you're fighting, you know, to go over to a fast food restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're like, I have the willpower not to go over there.
Right.
You know, maybe it's you're fighting to, you know, you may be fighting alcoholism or, you know, drug abuse. You know, it's a hard transition, but it's that extra gear that you find
right.
that goes down. And that goes to the it was a movie that you saw where the guy said he couldn't go any further.
Right. I don't remember that movie, but there's that clip, right? They played in all this. All the network marketing conventions, right? right? Telling you, go harder. I don't remember the name of the movie, but it just, you know, as I remember, you know, the coach telling him, you know, and the team, you know, just go harder. And he just kept going. He didn't realize his full potential, and he went way past. You know, where he thought he could do, but it was because number one, he believed in himself, right? His belief level went through the roof, and he kept on going because when you shift those gears, by shifting those gears, you begin to realize what you got on the inside of you. Because without the pain, without the challenges being put before us, we would never fully understand what we have inside of us that's now going to help us to go harder, to knowing that we got what it takes in order to be able to accomplish the very things that we want to accomplish. But what we have to do is we got to dig deep. We got to find those things. We got to begin to develop those things. We can't allow ourselves to allow negative thoughts and negative energy and negative people to take us off of our game, but instead to stay focused so that now we're able to really dig, and to find the very things that's necessary for us to, you know, leverage and to use in order to go harder to achieving the very dream. Because as we're doing that, that's going to create all kinds of energy. That's going to raise your level of belief. That's going to create the environment that's necessary, because your environment that you surround yourself in is very important when you are on a mission to accomplishing these things. But all of this together collectively, you know, when the dream is big enough and you dream it, and you begin to believe it, and you see it, you keep it in front of you every single day, now you're going to realize that, okay, what do I need to do in order to make this thing work? What do I need to do in order to accomplish this? You know, eliminating all excuses, because anything that's not moving you closer towards the very things that you want to accomplish in life, that means that it's hindering you, okay? It's a hindrance. So therefore, you got to know how to eliminate the hindrances. Know how to eliminate the thoughts, know how to eliminate the negative speaking, because words have creative power, and now begin to speak differently and just do it. Mm-hmm. Fear, for real, is a dream killer. Procrastination is a dream killer. It's the assassination of every single dream, but many times we make excuses and we start to believe the excuses and the lies that we tell ourselves, and then we never move forward to accomplishing the very things that we're capable of accomplishing.
Yeah, I think in that movie, you know, you're talking about digging deeper. I think he thought he was deep as he can dig, you know. And then what the coach did was the coach blindfolded him.
Okay.
Because the obstacle.
I saw it. I don't remember fully.
Yeah. And I believe the turning point for him was
really
he was looking. The coach wanted him to go from end zone to end zone, or wanted him to carry him and not stop. Really wanted to take him to the length of the field.
Right.
And when he put... when the guy couldn't go any further, he put somebody on his back and he made it even harder. And he said, now go. And he was like, I can't do this. He said, wait a minute. So he blindfolded him.
Mm-hmm.
So when he blindfolded him, he couldn't see where he was going.
Right.
He didn't know how far he had to go.
Right.
And I think that kind of attributes to us. We're always saying, keep your head down.
Right.
Keep your head down, because most people haven't gotten to that level yet where they're saying, I see that I need to go 100 yards.
Uh-huh.
Or I see that I need to go a whole 3 months or 6 months to do this, but I don't think I have what it takes to go there, because I can see how far it is. And when he was looking how far it was that he needed to go, he just, you know, he said, you know, I can't do it, because he saw it and he didn't believe that he could, to your point. But when you blindfolded him, he didn't know how far he was going. He just kept digging in, and the coach was motivating him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we always say, not everybody needs a mentor, but everybody needs somebody to help them, motivate them through life, a coach or somebody that's been where you're going, just to help you. through life, you know, the right way. And that coach is there to help you grow and so that you can fly, you know, on your own when they're not around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when he got to the end, he took the blindfold off and he looked back and he was like, man, I came that far. And I believe that's that extra gear that we're talking about, that you shift, that's inside of all of us. But we tend not to tap into it because we don't know what's going to, we don't know how far we can go.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, in any aspect of what we do, you can take the gym. I like to, you know, put things, you know, analogies on the gym, because when you're in the gym, it's one of the hardest things for people to do. I mean, heck, working out at home is one of the hardest things for people to do.
No, that's easy, Nate. You do it all the time. That's not easy.
No, yeah, right? Right? but when you go in the gym and you see all those weights, people get a little apprehensive about what it is they're going to do. And not only that, they see people around them, and they don't know how to block that out. So they don't keep their head down.
Right.
So what ends up happening is when you're actually trying to grow another neuron, another brain cell, tap into more of your brain, grow additional muscle, people tend to leave just before. It's like the book, 3 Feet from Gold,
mm-hmm.
right?
Great book.
Yeah, they
y'all
tend
haven't
to,
read it.
Yeah, they tend to actually pull up and leave just before they get to where they're going because
they quit.
They got tired, and it was right at that very moment when you were tired, when you were pushing that last rep and you thought you couldn't get it. You go up and you barely got that one up. And then you decide at that moment to actually get another rep.
Mm.
Now, it's the scariest thing in the world when you don't have anybody there spotting you, right? But when you decide to get another rep and you say, you know what, I don't care if I get stuck. I don't care if there's nobody to get this weight off of me. I said, I'm going to get another rep. So you pull the weight down, and then you, and then right at that moment is when you start to explode up, is when that thing in your mind says, there's nobody here to help me.
Right.
I had to dig a little deeper and employ every muscle I got to push this weight off. And then it's that moment when you actually push it off.
Right.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, I actually did it. And you grew. And then the real warriors, I did that one, right? I did that one. If I did that one, I'm going to do another one.
Right.
And you go to that point to where you can. This is where the real gold is right here. You go to that point to where you can't do another rep.
Mm.
That's called failure.
Right.
That's when you create the moat, you tear.
That's where the growth is.
You put those micro tears in the muscle, and then your brain tells your muscles that we have to rush some fluids to it to protect it, and let's create some more muscle fibers. Let's make it not like it was, but let's make it stronger now because he or she's trying to do more than what we're capable of doing,
mm-hmm.
which is the epitome of growth.
That's good. You're mm-hmm. right. Because something kicks in, you know, just like you were saying, something kicks in when you're going for that last rep. Because I know I've been doing this little workout program, you know, in the gym, and which is working every body part. Okay. And one of the areas that I never really wanted to focus on was my upper body. And I used to always tell, nah, I don't want to do that. My upper body is weak. But then I realized, okay, that's an excuse. Okay. Eliminate the excuses. But because I never really focused on my upper body, it's not easy, you know, to lift the weights. And it's funny because, you know, some of the exercises that he gives, he's like, okay, you know, go get this. No, 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 you may need like a 20-pound weight to do this. And I'm saying 20, I need 5, you know. Well, I need 5 pounds, okay? But, you know, even in doing the bench presses, right, you know, it's true because when I'm going for that last rep, you know, my mind is, you know, really something within you is telling you go harder, don't quit, you know, because you got that adrenaline flowing. And I think really what keeps me going and what keeps me pressing is because the vision is in front of me. I know that my body does not look the way that I want it to look. So therefore, the vision, and matter of fact, I put it back here on my phone the other day. Every time I unlock my phone, don't worry about it, okay? I realized that I got some work to do. Okay. And so, literally, that's why, what are you visualizing? What do you see every day when you unlock your phone and all of this good stuff? Because I could tell you that when you want something bad enough, you keep it in front of you. But I can tell you that because of that, and because I know the reason why I'm doing it, and my dream is big, and I know exactly what I want, I'm going to push a little harder. And you're not going to allow that weight to come down and crush your chest. I know I'm not. So therefore, it takes that extra-ness in order to push that thing, in order to get that bar up off me, okay, number one, because I know Nate ain't around me to help me. And number two, I don't want to look like a fool, so I'm going to make sure that I get this thing back up there to the bar to where it needs to go. But it's something about when you want something bad enough, you're going to do whatever it takes.
And what you just said was good. You said, I don't want to look like a fool.
Right.
And this is good, because think about this for a moment, because that's another gear, because we talk about life being all about, you know, the gears that you progress through. But let's talk about that for a moment, because nobody wants to look like a fool.
No, but not intentionally.
But let me tell you something.
It may happen.
Growth is always painful.
Right.
And I can tell you one of the most amazing things that happens through intense pain. I've never experienced it, but I've seen it. And that's childbirth.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? So to all the mothers out there, you know, I know Pam knows how it feels four times.
Yeah, right? Naturally.
You know, right.
Having
naturally,
them things
so,
naturally. No epidurals.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're pushing with all y'all got, and I can tell y'all, y'all don't make pretty faces. It's not a sexy face that you're making, but you don't want to fail, and you want to get that life out there, because you know that once you get this life out there, it's going to be something great, something beautiful.
Right.
And I can tell you, man, hats off to all of y'all out there, to all y'all ladies that are mothers, and, you know, you had to push that child out, you know, and some of y'all, you know, even going through 9 months of carrying the child. You know, and people, I'm not going to even steal your thunder by saying, you know, some of y'all got the epidural and you didn't feel anything, but that's a lie. You know, you felt it for 9 months. You felt it after, you know what I'm saying? You may have been smart and said, you know what, I'm not going to go through this, all of the pain, which I commend you for, right? So
then, I got smart by third child.
By third child, you know, she got smart and got the epidural. But man, that's growth 101.
Right.
Right there, because, you know, you want to get a life out of you, and you're not going to stop. So you don't care about, to your point in the gym, you don't really care. When you get to that point and shift to that next gear, you don't care how you don't care how you look. You don't care how, you know, if you get stuck. You know, I tell myself sometimes if I'm pushing, I'm like, well, I'll just say, hey, yo, yo. And somebody's going to come help me get that weight off of me.
Right.
Right. But I know that I've given everything that I got, you know, in order to get it. And you really want it bad, you don't care what other people think about you.
No, you're right. And when you think about, you know, since you brought up childbirth and you liken that to your dream, you know, our dreams that we have on the inside of us, we have to be willing to go through whatever pain is necessary. Because if God allowed you to dream the dream, it's meant to become your reality. It's not by happenstance that you've seen this vision. But we got to know and understand that it's gonna take some pain to give birth to that. It's going to take us growing and going through some things. Sorry, I'm
right.
that's the Christian hour, okay, calling every 2 seconds. It's going to take a lot of pain, a lot of pushing, a lot of, you know, things that we got to go through. And so when you take your dream and your dream is big enough and you realize that you got to go through that pain, that process in order to give birth to that dream, then we'll get ourselves to the point where we get up every day and we will be willing to go harder towards the things, knowing that you got to give birth to it. It's got to go through that birth canal in order for it to become your reality. So it's going to take something. It's going to take a lot of pain. It's going to take you having to grow and to go and to become and to do and to do and to do. And the fact that everybody may not even believe in the very things that you see, the very things that you desire, the very things that you know God is going to do. Everybody's not going to agree with it. But we really have to get ourselves to the point to where we just don't care. And we do it anyway.
Right.
You know, when you want it bad enough, you're going to do it regardless of what other people think and the process that you got to go through, because you know what's on the other side once you give birth to that thing.
Right. Yeah. Giving birth, that's a good analogy. Give birth to it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the, when people, I hear people say all the time, Pam, people say, you know, well, it's just hard to do that, you know, and I say, well, my motivation for me is, it's for me, it's harder to stay the same.
Right.
You know?
Yes,
so,
that's,
you know,
painful.
It's painful. It's more painful to me to stay the same. To know that last month, I'm the same person I am, you know, this month that I was last month. You know, that's painful to me. And I think that's change 101, when you realize that you don't want to remain the same person. And when you know that we only tap into, you know, 10%. Of our brain power,
right?
You know, and it's really, you're like, man, I want to get more. And it was the movie called Limitless, and this is why I watch so many movies,
mm-hmm.
because God speaks to people in different ways, right? So I get things through movies sometimes, right? So at the movie called Limitless, he had to take a pill. And, you know, he took a pill and all of a sudden he tapped into a crazy percentage of his brain power.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that, he was able to anticipate things. He was able to do things that other people couldn't do. I mean, he became a genius. He outsmarted everybody. It's
mm-hmm.
like he got there before everybody else. And the movie was Limitless, and Limitless, it got to a point to where, when you get a certain amount of power, people, you know, tend to, you know, get afraid of you if they don't feel they have that same power. So they either want to take it or destroy it,
mm.
right? So he ended up, you know, taking the pills, and he was being wildly successful. And all of a sudden, he stopped taking the pills, and it was just who he was.
Mm.
And the one senator thought that he had him because he had to supply pills for him. Well, if you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm not going to give you any more pills. He said, well, I'm not even taking the pills anymore. This is all me.
Wow.
You know, so it's that growth factor that we forget about in life when we really think of why we were put here, because it's hard, because we don't talk about the how now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard, or the why, I'm sorry. You know, why people don't really move forward, why people don't reach down and grab that other gear. And the whole reason as to why they don't is because it requires more than they're willing to give. And the pain is what most people don't want to go through.
Right.
That's how the comfort zone was born.
Right.
You know, I always talk about, you know, it's easier to sit back and eat, you know, Oreos, Doritos, and drink Coke on the couch, you know, as opposed to getting up and doing something
different.
It sure is, y'all. You know, that's the comfort zone, right? That's the comfort zone. And but to Pam's point, Pam was talking about earlier, you know, Pam, transparent moment, because, you know, Pam was talking about earlier how now she sees on a screensaver, she has a vision of what she wants, right? She has a vision of what she wants. But not to come down on Pam, but what happens is sometimes, man, and some of you are going to identify with this, sometimes people get lulled to sleep in their life
right.
with doing the same old mundane things. And we have to understand that, you know, we're not of this world, right? So, but we're bound and negatively by the things that happen here. We just have to make a decision what they're going to be. And we hear things like it's the enemy's job. They all they want to do is they come to kill, steal, and destroy,
mm-hmm.
right? If we know that and we willingly allow them to kill, steal, and destroy us physically, mentally, and
emotionally,
spiritually,
spiritually,
emotionally,
financially,
and you know that's you know it, then either you got two choices to make. Either I'm going to allow the enemy to kill me, or I'm going to fight for what I want. And we're going to talk about some PD a little bit later in the day.
You gotta be able to recognize it.
I honestly think people know what the attacks are. I don't think there's anything new under the sun. I think people know what the hurdles and the potholes are. I think in a lot of cases, when I talked about getting lulled to sleep,
mm-hmm.
people tend to allow themselves to fall into what feels good to them for the moment.
Right.
And then when they look up and all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh.
What happened?
And it's that whole thing, man, where you got lulled to sleep I'm gonna give this last analogy, then I'm done. Here's the analogy that you have to live your life by, or the cliche.
All right.
You gotta live your life by. If you are not willing to make a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain, you will remain in the comfort zone for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about, because we do fight on this earth against a lot of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to decide, am I going to transcend that? Am I going to be, you know, take the path that other people aren't taking, that I know is right for me? And it's funny, because sometimes when you bring it out to people, Pam, they either get real quiet, or they start disliking you, or they don't show any emotion towards it, because you just hit them
mm-hmm.
somewhere, and they don't like it, because now it's going to require something of them to change, and it feels good when they're doing it. So it's when you say something, you can put a post up, and it's the truth, and if it speaks to a lot of people, and it's them going through it, they like, they don't want to face that demon,
right?
So they don't even acknowledge that, so it's easy to just keep walking past it and keep dealing with the same thing.
Right. No, that's good. And you know, when you talk about being lulled to sleep, and that comfort zone, once you allow yourself to fall into that comfort zone and to be lulled to sleep, if you don't make a decision to shift for real, that zone is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you start to find yourself justifying the fact on why you're there, or the reason why you haven't moved forward and haven't done the things necessary in order to get yourself out of that zone. So you have to pay attention to those things, but you have to realize that all you got to do is shift, make a decision to shift. And it all boils down to, again, how hard do you want it? Like, how bad do you want it?
One of the reasons why people don't shift, and this isn't just about, we're not just talking about the physical, we're talking about the mental.
Right.
The reason people don't shift is because they get people to buy into what they do. One of the reasons why.
Right.
They get people to buy into what they do. How do
so when you get the buy-in from other people, you feel like it's okay.
You feel like it's okay because they're doing the same thing that you're
doing. Absolutely.
So if you're just being ratchet and immature, then you just find some other people that are ratchet and immature, and you get them. You guys are all doing the same thing. So now you get justified, you know, you justify it because you got 10 to 15 other people to do it with you. And so you just feel that, okay, I'm all good now because there's strength in numbers.
Right.
So if I got if all these other people are doing it, you know, then it must be right. And you know that it's not right.
Right.
Because there was a time in your life when you were fighting against it, right? There was a time in your life when your whole testimony was, I got to do better. I got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do that. This doesn't feel right. I don't like that I can't do this, and people don't like that. I don't like that, you know, this is how I'm showing up. I don't like that. But then all of a sudden you found some people to buy into the nonsense that you do. So now all of a sudden it's your whole life. And so now you're like, okay, we're good to go. But when you go in your quiet place at night and you look in the mirror, now you got to deal with self.
Right.
You got to deal with the truth of who you really are and what you really become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how many people on the negative side are buying into what you're doing, you still have to deal with that because we're accountable for what we know.
Right.
And when you know you should do better, whether or not you do better or not, you still know.
Absolutely.
And so now that you know and you're accountable for it, you can't shake that. It's like knowing that 2 + 2 = 4, and then somebody comes along and tries to show you that 2 + 2 = 6, and you're like, there's no way.
Right.
There's no way. It's 4, clearly. But then you get 15 people that are saying, no, 2 + 2 = 6, so it's you 15 against the world. You know?
Right.
And
but
everybody,
you know that 2 + 2 = 4, but you're
right.
Going to go ahead.
Yeah,
buy into.
Then you start a club. Then you start an ignorance club, right? You start an ignorance club of people that say 2 + 2 = 6, and you got 15 people that say 2 + 2 = 6, and you make them buy into the fact that, okay, you want to be a part of this club, buy in. So you buy in, and then you start telling more and more people, and it starts to look familiar that 2 + 2 = 6, and next thing you know, you got 100 people saying the same stupid stuff, right? Against the world, and you think that is right. So, I mean, simple analogy, but that's how people get stuck in the comfort zone because
right.
they get buy-in from other people.
That's true.
You know, of ignorance and immaturity and just lack of commitment and consistency. So they hang around people that are in the comfort zone like them. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's funny because I was joking last night. Because, you know, your brother was talking about golf. We were on the phone, and he was talking about this gentleman that's like a 4 handicap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, and he said, I was talking to him, and he said, you know, you need to play with Nate, you know? And I said, you know, I said, shoot, I don't need to be playing with that dude. You know, I'm not a 4 handicap, you know what I'm saying? I'm a 13 on a good day. You know,
I don't play golf all the time, but you know,
average of a few rounds of golf.
Okay.
So
4 is bad.
4 is good.
Oh, 4 is
because
good.
Because that means his average is 4 of a par.
Oh, okay.
For the course.
Okay.
So he's a 4. I'm a 13, and I'm joking. I'm like, I don't need to be playing with this guy. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm going to go out there and look crazy, right? And then, you know, and I said that just jokingly, and I'm saying to myself, no, I'd love to play golf with a 4 handicapper, because what that does is it stretches me.
Absolutely.
It stretches me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have something, if I'm going to go out there and play golf with a whole bunch of other 13s and, you
15.
Know, if you're 13 handicap, you know, you ain't playing bad golf, but you ain't playing good golf either,
okay.
Right? But you get a whole bunch of 19s and 20-somethings out there, and that just makes for a whole bunch of average
game.
And below average stuff.
Right. You just lowered
right? You just lowered yourself to a level where you're not aspiring to be. So you but that on that you may be the motivation for that
right.
crew. So but you always gotta look, and it goes to the program that, you know, that we're launching here to the leadership development program as well. You know, leaders developing leaders and things
mm-hmm.
of that nature. So yeah, leaders need to be developed.
That's good. That's real good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go harder. Go harder. Don't allow yourself to fall into that comfort zone. Make sure that you're doing what's necessary in order to achieve the goal. And I can say, you know, as I sit back and I realize the things and the areas that I need to go harder in, it's crazy because sometimes you just got to reflect. Sometimes you just got to pay attention to some things, and you got to realize too, for real, that words have creative power. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The words that we speak, for real, do create your world. So make sure that you are checking the things that you are saying to yourself, allowing to enter into your zone, into your space,
right.
Because they, for real, create the outcome. And when we realize that, we'll get up every day and we'll begin to speak differently in order to do differently. I can tell you one of the things that Nate has been on me about, because since we've been out here on the West Coast, oh my gosh, the food is like, and all we do is eat. Okay, we try in all these restaurants, and one of the things that I will no longer say, okay, is I like to eat. Y'all have heard me say that. How many of y'all like to eat, right? I know I like to eat. No longer, I'm not.
Well, you got
that
buy-in,
anymore.
Right? Everybody like, I like
right?
to eat.
Everybody, I like to eat. I like to eat, right? Well, you know, obviously we all need to eat. okay? But I will no longer say that, okay? Because I can tell you all that from doing that and from really, you know, I thank God for TLC and these products, okay? Because they keep me balanced. They keep me from getting totally out of control. And I do pay attention to the things that I eat. So I'm not off the chain. I don't eat meat. I'm really just vegetables, and I'm a pescatarian, so I eat seafood. But many times, I think my biggest issue is I don't eat, right? I won't eat breakfast, I won't eat lunch, and then all of a sudden, I'm just ready to eat whatever's in sight, okay, at that point. And so that's not good, okay? And so I had to realize that I'm hanging out with my little Slim Jim over here, Muscle Man, who, you know, he can do whatever he wants to do. And
I really can't.
But you could do more than I could do.
Okay.
And so, you know, my motivation, my inspiration, y'all, is myself, for real. When I decided, and you, sometimes you got to pay attention. You got to learn how to celebrate yourself in different positions, but recognize when you mess up and when you got to go back and you got to grab that thing, for real.
And what you did at the basketball game.
What I do at the basketball game? I did something at the basketball game? What I do at the basketball game?
When you were eating.
What I eat? Oh, see, yesterday.
You don't have to if you don't want
yesterday
to.
Was a new day for my mindset shift. Okay, y'all.
Yeah, I'll make Pam be transparent now.
So I had some cheese nachos. Okay, I did.
But what'd you say though?
I said I'm gonna eat these. What did I say? I can't remember what I said.
So.
He's gonna remember.
No, but Pam
because
is
he
right.
reminds me of the things
right.
that I.
But you need somebody around.
He's gonna remember.
You
what
need
I
somebody
said.
Around you that can help you, right? And sometimes that person that's trying to help you, you know, gets a bad rap, you know, because you don't that danger sometimes of familiarity. You don't want to listen
that's
to what
true.
That person's saying,
that's
right?
True.
And,
that's true.
And a lot and everything that we do it's always it's not
right.
what you say, it's how you say it.
So,
you know, and you can say a lot of things to people and get away with it depending upon how you say it. But when you yell or escalate your voice or demean somebody, that's never gonna go over well.
Right. Right.
So when
not
Pam
what you say, it's how you say it.
When
that's
yeah, when Pam was actually she didn't eat. She hadn't eaten anything all day. Right? Yeah. She hadn't eaten anything all day, right? And I don't know, had you eaten something?
No, I hadn't eaten anything. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was 3 o'clock and she hadn't eaten, which is kind of vintage Pam, right? She doesn't eat. She gets wrapped caught up what she's doing.
I take my
Nutriverse,
my NRG.
Right. And I'm saying, and you would think now when you hear that, normally when you hear that, the average person would be like, well, shoot, that's good if she's not eating. Right,
no,
and that's probably if
body
you're trying to lose
fat.
Weight, yeah, that's the, one of the worst things you can do is not eat, right?
Right.
So she wasn't eating. She didn't eat all day till 3 o'clock. So 3 o'clock rolled around. We're sitting in the gym, getting ready to watching Christian. I look up and Pam's got a whole big thing of nachos, a big round chip with cheese.
This size. Y'all know the little the little styrofoam. Little
but anyway,
cup.
You couldn't even see the chips. It was cheese all over the chips.
You
and I just looked
French
at
fry
her.
Boxes this size.
Right, yeah, right. They get that box getting smaller and smaller. And I just looked at her and I said, man, you know, I said, you haven't eaten all day. I looked at her. She knew immediately. And then she was like, well, I ain't eat nothing all day. And I said, I'm not your food monitor. You know what I'm saying? I said, but you know, you come in here and get probably the worst thing that you can get on the menu, which is cheese nachos. You know. So it just got to that point.
I justify the fact that corn is healthy.
Right. Yeah. And I just happened to look up and see, you know, Habakkuk's thing says sometimes I say I'm having it anyway. And that's what happens.
Right, and
people
that's
say,
where
I'm
it starts.
Anyway. That's when the wheels start
where
wild.
We got to take control of that.
Yeah.
We have, and I get it. All I had to do, and I thank God for my baby girl Zaria, okay, because she was going through some, and she pulled up a picture of me, all right, in which I was out there and I was boxing. And back then, it's crazy because back when I was boxing. And I was achieving some goals. I didn't think that I was. Like, for real. I would look at myself and be like, I need to do something about this. But to have this picture, y'all, as my screensaver.
And I was telling her she looked good. Even
worry
that, I was telling
about
her. Good
I know it's time out. All right. No longer will I tell the world that I like to eat, because I can promise you that Pam McCray is going to get back to where she was. So, but it starts with me understanding that I got to shift. Okay. I can't keep using the fact that, and I thank God, because he's, like I said, these products keep me balanced to where I'm not out of total control. Thank God for the tea, the Nutriversity, NRG, and all these other products that we take every single day. But I realized that, you know what? This is not muscle. I need to take back control. And that's exactly what I made a decision on yesterday. Yeah, I had my chips on the weekend. I did. But you know what?
I just wanted to get done that
transparent. I have to take control. And so
yeah, that's done.
It's my battle and my
journey. But you said the right thing, though.
Yeah.
When people, we say cliches like, nothing can stop a made-up mind.
Right.
And the problem is most people don't make their mind up.
Right.
And what happens is we get into our latter years, and then we're wondering why we have, and this isn't just, I'm not just talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feed your brain,
right,
if you don't put the right things in your ear gate and your eye gate, then it affects you the older you get,
right,
mentally. Just like food and the different things you put in your body and on your body affects you physically.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get older and we're wondering why we got all of these diseases that would go to the doctor and they're saying, well, you got this, 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 and this.
Oh my, with the Lord on your side, you can do anything.